and then it ends. Our next speaker comes tonight from the Guelph Action Network. She's a good friend of mine. We've worked already a number of times building our networks together in the province of Ontario as the Common Front. I welcome to you Ms. Amanda Dorder to speak about Guelph Action Network.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, sorry, I'm not used to honorifics like Miss or whatever. I was glad that Joey introduced me as somebody who has been working on building networks within the Ontario Common Front. I am somebody who's born and grew up in Guelph, and for me, a number of years, a large part of my life was doing support work on a real individual level with people, friends of mine who were being harassed by the police, who were facing domestic violence, who weren't able to get their welfare checks, who were being evicted from their homes. And that always looked, at the time, like us scrambling around to just help each other survive and going to the courthouse and like holding people's hands and being support and doing childcare for each other. And a really transformative moment in my life was when I realized that people can actually organize together to demand what is ours, and that instead of just trying to support people as they're getting screwed around by the system time and time again and just trying to find people enough money to pay their fines, get them out of jail, get them a couch to sleep on, that people can actually start to take a stand and demand our basic rights, things like our welfare checks, housing, et cetera, et cetera. And in Guelph, for a number of years, there was a bit of a movement, and every week we would be at Brenda Elliott's office demanding demanding changes to the Tory legislation. Brenda Elliott is the ex-environment minister, the person whom I would hold personally accountable for the Walkerton deaths by virtue of her acts as environment minister, and who is, of course, complicit with all of the deaths as a result of the Tory government. And people were there week after week saying that business as usual cannot happen. And people in Guelph started to organize larger scale and started to work quite a bit with OCAP and find groups in other cities that were doing tremendous things. But in a city like Guelph, the most important thing for a lot of people is to get the hell out, get somewhere like Toronto where they can actually find a better system of support, find a job, etc. And for a number of years, it was really frustrating to see people learning political skills and learning how to stand up for ourselves and fight back and then going off into other communities. And so it was with tremendous joy that I went to the meeting this year on June 16th, the call that OCAP put out for the Ontario Common Front, a call out for people to form an alliance across communities and across sectors to build a strong fight back, as John said, because we need to stop the retreat and we need to start to fight to win. And it's been tremendous what's happened since then. In Guelph, for the first time in years, we saw a street protest of over 200 people, and with that direct action that effectively did shut down the businesses of Tory supporters. There's a restaurant in Guelph, Wimpy's Diner, who's been very vocal about trying to shut down a soup kitchen across the street from them because poor people basically hurt Wimpy's business and scare off their clientele, and we shut them down. And there are pawn shops that directly benefit from poverty that have these anti-panhandling stickers up there, and we're confronting local businesses that refuse to take a stand against the sort of capitalist downtown board of management and whatever the people that are supporting the Tory policies. At the same time, what people are starting to do is the sort of work that other people, people like Paul and John, have been involved in, the direct action, day-to-day casework that isn't just about going to court anymore and holding somebody's hand, but that is demanding that people's tickets get removed, demanding that people get put back into their houses, demanding that people get their welfare checks. And this weekend is about people across sectors, and that includes not union bureaucracy, it's true, but there are a lot of rank-and-file trade unionists and a lot of unorganized workers and a lot of unemployed workers out here, as well as students, high school students, university students, people from across sectors coming together to talk about how we can actually fashion the movement. So it's not even on a case-by-case basis anymore, but so that we can start creating what I think are pretty reasonable demands from this government and the governments to come. Demands like a decent minimum wage, demands like accessible housing, healthcare, the stop of privatization of all of our services, hydro, water, et cetera, et cetera. And so this weekend you know, I'm sorry that some of the people in Belleville thought that we were very unfriendly and here to wreak havoc on your city. But really, we're here to talk about how to make not just the city, but how to make the world a better place for people who deserve their basic rights, like affordable education, healthcare, housing, food, water. And I hope it's good to see such a great turnout today. And all I can say is that I'm really excited tomorrow when we talk about what those demands are and how we're going to actually fashion the kind of movement that John has been talking about and that other people have been talking about to fight to win and to come across stronger, not just against the Tory government, but against the neoconservatism that we're seeing in this province and across this world, and fighting for a better world across the board. Thanks very much.